The Feast of the Epiphany is also the day when the Church celebrates the World Day of Missionary Childhood. And this year's theme is Missionary Children Throughout the World. The Pontifical Mission Society of Holy Childhood is one of four Pontifical Mission Societies whose aim is to promote a universal missionary spirit among Catholics by encouraging them to give spiritual and financial assistance to the missionary activity of the Church. The World Secretary of the Holy Childhood Family is Father Pat Byrne. Let's hear his reflections on the Epiphany. From Persian lands afar to Jordan, follow the pointing
stars. Well, of course, my own reflection and those of us working in mission animation would be to view the Epiphany, this revelation of the Godchild, as a very important missionary manifestation. Jesus, as we know, was born into the Jewish context at a certain point in history. But here we have this Feast of the Epiphany, the visit of the Magi, of the three wise men, who are not from the Jewish cultural context. They come from the East, as they say. These are people from different cultures, from different nations, who come to, also to give homage to Jesus. And the very strong message, spiritual and missionary, that comes across is that Jesus comes to save all men and women, not just those of his own cultural context, the Jewish context, but is revealed by God. This Godchild is revealed to all men and women. And that is the tremendous impact of the Epiphany, which is a tremendous awareness of the expansiveness of God and the insertion of Jesus into the history of mankind.
On the Feast of the Epiphany, we also celebrate the World Day of Missionary Children, Childhood. And this year's theme, I know, is Missionary Children Throughout the World. Can you talk to us a bit about this celebration and this link between the Epiphany and the missionary work of the Church?
Well, the first thing to realize, of course, is that there are four pontifical missionary societies, four official missionary societies of the Church, all based at Propaganda Fide in Rome, nowadays called Evangelization of the Peoples by Spanish Steps. And one of those four pontifical mission societies is Holy Childhood. This Holy Childhood was granted pontifical status in 1922. So we're talking about a long tradition of missionary childhood animating throughout the world the missionary consciousness, not just of children, that's the main reason, but of course when you work with children you also touch their parents, their relatives, their teachers. So when we work through missionary childhood, this Pontifical Mission Society of which I'm the Secretary General, we're also doing a tremendously global work of mission animation for the whole Church, specifically geared towards the children, that's true, but touching their animators, involving their parents and their teachers in a worldwide net of missionary activity.
So this day is presumably marked with specific projects or fundraising activities, I assume?
Yes, well, now the activities and the fundraising is an all-year cycle from January to December. But on the Feast of the Epiphany, a great effort is made liturgically and in magazines, mission magazines, and radio and television, to point out the missionary nature of childhood, the importance of missionary childhood, and the importance of this Pontifical Mission Society, which we called Holy Childhood, and which exists all over the world where the Catholic Church is established. In some countries, like for instance right now in Argentina, schools are on holidays, and I think in most of South America. So normally, we're working through the schools, not exclusively. We also work through parishes and groups like that. But obviously, we work very much through the schools, and many of them are on holidays at the moment. They might choose, according to their country, a day that suits them better. But the fact remains that the overall World Day for the Holy Childhood is Epiphany, 6th of January.
And is there any particular project that you're very closely involved in that you could tell us about?
The main drive of Holy Childhood is the spiritual side, encouraging our children to pray for children all over the world, especially those who as yet don't know Jesus Christ. This was the inspiration of our founder, Bishop de Forbin Janson in France in 1843, that he was very upset about the number of children being abandoned in China. Now, when he asked the children of France to pray for the spiritual dimension, he realized that that prayer led to an eagerness to help the children materially. And so the fund grew as well. We have every year 2,700 projects throughout the poor countries of the world. That's about $20 million each year being dispersed for needy children, especially orphans of HIV/AIDS.
Is this money primarily then going to countries in Africa and Asia?
Yeah, but the priority is for countries that depend on Propaganda Fide. You know that the prefect of Propaganda Fide is usually called Il Papa Rosso, the Red Pope, because he has over 1,100 jurisdictions under his authority. And so it is mainly these countries like Africa, India, and certain missionary vicariates in South America, New Guinea, etc., that directly depend on Propaganda Fide. These are the countries that mostly receive our money.
And is the money going generally to parishes, to church organizations?
Yeah. First of all, we work only with children up to 14 years of age. All our projects, the money is used for children themselves. It cannot pay salaries of adults, even though they might be teaching the children. The money must be used specifically for the children. And the main type of project, if I could just indicate one particular type. I'm just back from Zambia, and there is a project called the City of Hope, run by the Salesian Sisters in Lusaka, just outside Lusaka. They look after about 86 girls who are at risk, who have been taken off the streets. And here they are educating them and giving them the possibility of acquiring a skill. This is the type of project that we help. We don't fund a whole project. We make that clear to our beneficiaries. But we are able to give them a kickstart or a fairly good help so that they can maintain these types of institutions.
That was Father Pat Byrne, World Secretary of the Pontifical Mission Society of Holy Childhood.